Next item is ordinance amendment, parking for multifamily. Mr. Couse, is there any update or anything on any of this that we talked about last time?
We're on, Mr. Couse, we're on number five on the agenda, the multifamily parking that was deferred by the commission on March 23, 2006. For the commission's benefit, there was a public hearing, county council on Tuesday. And it's up for consideration again based on that March 23rd deferral by the commission.
And the council deferred any action until after they got your recommendation. That's the only update that I would have made. Thank you.
Gentlemen, what's your pleasure?
One thing that I might remind the commission during the public hearing, there was some discussion about item number two, I think it, well, section one, the second bullet. The staff had recommended a minor revision in the text, if you're so inclined to approve it, that it be changed to say, for each development in excess of 50 units, the required parking shall be reduced by 15%, and for each development in excess of 200 units, the required parking shall be reduced by 20%. We felt that that clarifies the intent of the amendment. Wasn't exactly clear in the way it's originally drafted. So if you're inclined to approve it, that we recommend that change.
And there was other comments at the public hearing about whether or not there should be a definition of bedroom or whether or not bedroom should be used or some other determining factor for reducing the number of spaces per dwelling unit.
Right. Did we ever reach conclusion on what a bedroom was?
Well, I think that was one of the points we were talking about, was how you define that. In thinking about this, it seems to me that the formula needs to be as simple as possible, because what happens, it becomes an administrative burden after a while, and you get into these interpretive issues that, you know, who is the person that decides what a bedroom is, who decides what's what, and suggested that even if we wanted to say, you know, we're concerned that three per unit is too many, there was evidence presented by a couple of different testifiers to that effect. I do know that at least one commissioner went out, looked at some of these same developments, and there were more cars in the parking lot at the end of March than there was on the 4th of July. So, you know, I guess it depends on where you're standing when you take a picture. I don't know, but certainly there were empty spaces somewhere. You know, I mean, in both instances. So I wonder if we should go, maybe we should split the difference or something. I'm concerned if we get a complicated formula, we're just going to be setting the staff up for a lot of confrontation. That's just my thought.
I'd like to clarify one thing in the record. I think the record's clear that there wasn't any definition of bedroom in the Ocean City model that was looked at, but they do have an interpretation guideline that says any room as defined in this ordinance as being an accessory room is to be treated in the same manner as a bedroom, and required parking shall be computed accordingly. This shall apply to all residential buildings except detached single-family dwellings. So it's not per se a definition of bedroom, but it sort of gets you there.
Except the discussion then becomes, what's an accessory room?
Yeah, I mean, you get into this circle.
You're shifting, it's semantics, and that's what I'm concerned about, having the staff ends up having to deal with all these semantics that perhaps they shouldn't have to.
A question that didn't come up at the public hearing, but I'm just wondering if maybe an alternative would be, there's sort of a two-part reduction in here. One is the number of spaces per bedroom calculation, the reduction, I guess. And then there's the separate issue of reducing it based on the number of units in the total project. That would maybe be another simpler way to deal with it, is just make cutoffs at certain unit points.
Probably not a bad idea. The thing I think we need to seek to avoid is coming up with something that leaves anything up to interpretation, because the bottom line is that the ordinance will be manipulated to the best interests of the developer. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. That's the way it is. When you have an ordinance, that's what you do. And what I'm suggesting is that we need to have something that is pretty cut and dry. This is the way it is, and then everybody just has to live with it, rather than something that's...
The threshold question, I guess, for the commission at this point, though, is, before you get to whether this ordinance works or not, is the question of whether the existing ordinance needs fixing. I mean, I guess you have to rectify that issue first, and then you get to what the fix may be.
I thought the underlying theme was that the decrease in parking in this ordinance increases open space, doesn't increase building space, right?
That's our hope.
Well,
in a previous amendment that was recently adopted, there is a clause in there that is to the effect that a reduction in parking space is to remain in open space and not used for additional density or additional units. So through a previous amendment, you've dealt with that particular issue.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
In the interest perhaps of being as accurate as we can and presenting as unified a voice as possible, if I may, I'd like to ask our esteemed vice chairman a question, please.
Well, he's sitting immediately to my left and immediately to your right, so I would say go ahead. I'll hold him if you need me to.
Mr. Gordy, have you been able to listen to the tape of the meeting and bring yourself up to speed?
No, I was talking to Shane. I could do it Monday.
Well, let's defer it.
I think we should. I would like
to have the whole
deferral so we can get this.
Should have asked you that, Mr. Gordy. I beg your pardon. I should have asked you that right off. I forgot that you weren't there that day.
Given the forgetfulness of our chairman, I move that we defer action on this ordinance amendment concerning the parking of multifamily.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance amendment for the multifamily parking to allow Mr. Gordy the opportunity to review the tape and to weigh in on this issue. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.